Hello.
Hello, my name is Deja. Returning your call from customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I got a credit card statement in today, and there's a charge that y'all made to me, and I have no idea who you are. So, it was made on March the 11th of this year.
Okay, yes, sir. To better assist you, I will have to locate the account with the charge. May I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 70538.
Thank you so much. And your first and last name, please.
First name is Gary, Gary. Last name is Blum.
All right. Thank you so much. And give me one second. I'm looking for an account under that
Certainly.
name. All right.
What business are y'all in?
We're a third-party call center. We service under multiple online companies. Unfortunately, I don't see an account under your name. Could you spell your first and last name again for me, please?
First name is Gary, Gary. Last name is B as in boy, Lum.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The charge was made on the 11th of March.
And how
If
much was
that
that charge?
helps. Hold It was for $59.89. $59.89.
Okay. I could try to locate an account with your phone number. Let's see if anything will
Well,
come
let me tell
up.
you what. The problem is this was a fraudulent charge. My credit card company has now shut my card down today because this is not the only charge that was made on
So,
it.
could
So
someone have
apparently,
access to your card?
no. Nope, they don't. That's for strange. When I'm sitting here looking at the card, I only have one card.
Okay. So the easiest way to locate an account is with the first six digits and the last four digits of the card that was charged. May I please have that information?
Yeah, let me grab the card. Still hand me that card. What is it you want? The digits?
It's the
Which one?
first, just the first six and the last four.
Okay, the first six are 409970. And then you want the last four
Yes, sir.
is 8234.
All right, thank you so much. So that's
You're
409970, and the last four is 8234.
Right. No, the first six were 409970.
Yes, sir, that's what I have.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Okay, so I do see someone with the name Steph Taylor. Do you know who that is?
Yes, she's right here. Hold
Okay,
on a
and
minute. Stephanie, do you need to talk to her? You said she made the charge? She said she has no idea what it is.
well, I'm not sure who did make the charge, but this is just the name on the account.
Yes.
And just for ship, I'm sorry, just for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
Well, we have two addresses. We have a P.O. Box 301, Franklin, Louisiana, 70538. And then we have a a residence address, which is 10736 Highway 182, Franklin, Louisiana, 70538. So if anything is shipped to us, it would come to one of those two addresses.
Okay, yes, sir. I do see the P.O. Box 301 on this account. Thank you so much for that. So I see that on the 9th of March, someone entered a contest. They may have filled out a survey. After completing that survey, they were offered a chance to win a prize. It could have been an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, or any other prize available. I do know that it also states that you will also be enrolled into a meal planning app, which is $59.89 monthly. And the app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy.
Okay, well, we did not do it there, okay, is what I'm telling you. I have no idea who did it. And did you enter a contest? No, she has no clue what we're talking about. And this is not the first. This is not the first one. I got an alert last night from that credit card company that someone else has tried to make a charge.
Okay. Well, do you know if there's anyone else in your household who could have made this transaction?
No, there's just the two of us. That's it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You said that she entered some kind of contest?
Yes, it was a contest entry to win a prize.
Yeah. Yeah. She's sitting here and said no, she's got no clue of what you're talking about.
Okay, yes, sir. So give me 1 second. I'll get right back with
All
you.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got your name and mailing address. P.O. Box 301. She said you entered some kind of thing for $59 a month.
No, I would not have done that.
Some kind of wellness chip.
I don't even know what that is, Gary.
Well, she said it was done by Stephanie Taylor, P.O. Box 301, Franklin, Louisiana. You gave me a credit card number. $59 a month.
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So what I would do is go ahead and cancel this account. It will stop all future payments, and I will have to transfer you over to the fraud department so they can begin investigation on to see who used your card without your authorization. I do want to let you know we do take card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who did place his order without your knowledge.
Okay. What about them crediting my account for that charge?
So because they do have to make sure there's no one else using your card or that has access to your card, they have to make sure, and before that, after that, they will be able to credit you back that money. So I can't
get you refunded because
I have to transfer you over, but they should be able to get
you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You've been very helpful, and you're going to transfer me over, correct?
Yes, sir. I do just have to gather a little bit of information from this account to transfer it over to them as well. But once I do, I will get you transferred.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Just give me a couple of more seconds.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding. So I did gather all of the information from your account, and I will go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department. I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, and it was my pleasure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.